This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yaimis. We're learning Masecha Saita, Parak Tes, Mishnah Yud Beis Yud Gimel, Misha Mason, Neviim Harishon, when the early Neviim died. In the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, the Neviim, besides Chagai Zechariah Malachi, who were in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Batlu Urim V'tumim, the Urim V'tumim ceased. They only had in the times of the Bayis Rishon, not Bayis Sheni. The Urim V'tumim was a ksav that had on it written out between the folds of the Choshen, the name of Hashem. Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, Batal HaShamar, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Shamar worm. The Shamar was the size of a barley corn. It existed from the 6 days of creation, and nothing hard could stand in its way. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, he used the Shamar to hewn out the stones for the Beis HaMikdash. The Noifes Sufim, and the Noifes Sufim, the sweetness of the special honey ceased. Upasko Anshei Amana, people who had Amuna ceased, people who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now they only believed in their own efforts. Shenemer, Hoshia Hashem, save Hashem, ki gamra chosid. There are no more pious people, v'goymer, etc. And the pasuk continues, ki fasu emunim ibnei adam. There are no more men of Amuna. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Miyom shachar of Beis HaMikdash. From the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ein yom, there's no day she'ein bo klala, that does not have a curse. Meaning, there's no day whose curse is not more than it, the next. The lo yarad hatal lebracha, and that the dew did not fall for blessing. V'nital tama peros, and taste ceased from fruit. Rabbi Yossi says, af nital shoymin aperos, the fat of fruit ceased. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, hatara nutla es hatam vesareach, because purity ceased, therefore the taste and smell of fruits ceased. Hama'asros natlu es shoymen hadagen, because they stopped separating truma meiser, so the fat of grain ceased. Mida k'negen mida. V'chachamim emrim, the sages say, haznus, promiscuity, v'akshafim, and witchcraft, kilu asakol, destroyed everything. Through znus, hunger came. Like the Gemara says, kal haba al isha zoyna. So in the end, he can't even find food. And through kshafim, kishuf, the Gemara says, weakens pamal yashamala. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.